wanting something mundane to fix on. A break from this bewildering new reality. I get up and make a coffee, gaining comfort from the ritual of putting the smooth, shining pod into the machine, pressing the tip of my finger onto the button in the precise way I always do, and warming the milk in the frother. I sit there, amidst the trappings of my very comfortable, very middle-class, nearly middle-aged life. The kitchen gadgets and the photo on the fancy fridge of me and Henry on our first holiday alone last summer. A selfie taken by the pool. Our skin salty and sun-kissed. A shadow around Henry's mouth where the dust has stuck to the remnants of his daily ice cream. Outside the French windows, my tiny courtyard garden is wearing its bleak, late autumn clothes. Paving stones slick with the earlier freezing rain. Chipped plant pots trail the dead brown remains of my doomed summer attempt at growing my own herbs, and the darkening afternoon sky is a dull sheet of slate grey. I can just see one of the tower blocks that loom here and there, like malevolent giants, over the rows of Victorian terraces, all turned into flats like mine, that make up this part of southeast London. This room, this home, this life that I have built up so carefully. This little family, with only two members.